Hello, good evening, everyone. This is Phyllis Pricer on the show of Higher Dimensions. We're so glad that you're here to join us this evening. I have an absolutely wonderful guest, a dear friend and teacher of mine, Mary Shealy. I'm not talking to you from Washington, D.C. tonight, but down in Virginia Beach, Virginia, looking at a rather sulky ocean, but it's okay. It's still the beach. It's still gorgeous. And I'm here to learn more training, but what I'm talking to Mary about and sharing with you is information on Jin Shin Jitsu. And I'm going to have Mary tell you a little bit about herself. I'm going to prompt her because she's a little bit shy, but that's okay, too. It's wonderful to be here and to let you know, Mary, that today went in absolutely perfect order. And I did share with my dear friend and her daughter some Jin Shin Jitsu. I did some techniques on them, some healing affirmations and work. And there was definitely improvement on both parts. But right now I want you to introduce yourself and to talk about Jin Shin Jitsu, where it came from, how it came about, and how long you've been in it, and what brought you into this beautiful, beautiful art.
Hi, I'm Mary, Mary Shealy. And I live in Maryland. We were talking about what the day is like. Today's been really very beautiful.
We have a caller.
Low humidity.
Caller?
Yes. You want me to put them on?
Sure. We'll
you?
Hold for a moment, Mary. We'll go into it. Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'll put them on the air. Here they come. It'll take a few seconds.
Thank you. Okay. We have a caller.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Marie, and I'm from St. Catharines.
St. Catharines, where is that?
That's across from the U.S., Niagara Falls.
Oh, how wonderful!
Yeah, I enjoy listening to the show.
Thank you. Welcome. Well, you have a question. How may we serve you?
Well, I am into healing.
Okay.
I'm a Reiki master. I've done some of my mastership. I'm not certain that I have papers with it, but I've done
mm-hmm.
it on through the internet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's wonderful.
Now,
what is your question?
Pardon?
What is your question for us?
Well, I'm wondering if are you able to give a message if I ask for a message?
I can do that. Has it to do with healing or what? But yeah, I'll give it a shot. What is your request?
Well, my question is about it's family related, and I'm just wondering if you see any kind of a problem within my family related to my daughter, and it is involving healing.
Okay. And your daughter's name?
Angela. She has epilepsy.
And she's what?
She has epilepsy.
Okay. I understand that. You know, Mary, you want to go for responding what Jin Shin Jitsu, what simple technique can work with epilepsy?
The simplest thing you can do for her is, can she know when a seizure's coming on, even a
no.
little bit?
No.
She doesn't
just,
have any. Can you tell by looking at her? Does she blink or anything
no,
like that?
No. It just she has no warning. Tonic
no
clonic.
No warning.
Okay.
Well, once you see her going into a seizure, or you can even have her, if there's someone, a companion with her at any time, hold her two big toes.
The two big toes.
The two big toes. I had a friend here one evening, and she does have a little warning that she's going to have a seizure, and I could tell by watching her that she had gotten a little quiet and her eyes just started to blink, and I said to her, are you going into a seizure? And she blinked her eyes again, and I held her big toes, and she did not have a seizure.
Okay, now when we say holding the toes, would you describe how it's done?
Well, she was sitting on the couch, so I just got down on the floor, took her shoes off, and I used my thumb and index finger, and I held each of the big toes, and I only did it for about 5 minutes.
Well,
very
thumb,
good.
Pat
so
of
that's
your thumb
a very simple
the,
thing you can do for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, with the pat of your thumb on the top of the big toe.
Pat
correct.
Of your thumb on the top, yeah.
And then the index finger
underneath.
Curled underneath, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
very
the index
good.
Finger can be on the nail, or the opposite direction would be just fine.
I'll let
you
her husband
have the thumb
know.
On the nail and the index finger on the pad. Either way.
Well, I'm just concerned that the epilepsy is coming between them in their relationship. She's very high strung and is going through some emotional issues, and they
I'm
don't
sure.
want me to know, but I've suspected now for a little bit. She had a baby last September, or was it February?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was February the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And things, of course, with the new baby and everything. And
more stressful.
It's stressful, and she's already seizured while breastfeeding.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's not taking any medication for it, or she is?
Oh,
under
of course. Well, no, high doses of medication.
Okay. Well, my dear, I'll let you know this, too. I have used this on a stranger who had a seizure on a street in D.C., and I simply removed her shoes and put my thumb on each big toe and just held it for a little bit, and she came around. I also likewise taught someone, he has a dog who goes into seizures, and I just had him grab the toes of the dog on the back foot, so it does work with animals as well.
Really?
As far as your relationship, yes, it does impact. And having a child stresses all of your systems, you see. And so my feeling is that part of this is the trauma of the childbirth and the stress of nursing, not that nursing is not the best thing, but if there is a Jinshin Jitsu practitioner in Canada, and I think, Mary, there are,
Yes, there are.
Yes, and I'm sure Mary can give you the information. You can see if your daughter can get there, because my feeling is her energy, her system is blocked, and it's having a lot of trauma and the stress and the aggravation that goes with it and the newness of being a mom. My feeling is that, you know, a few adjustments, or if it shouldn't be adjustments, but a few sessions with the practitioner would help her a great deal physically. As far as the emotional, this is my feeling, is that this is one of those times that tries a mother's soul. And
well,
to just
and a grandmother.
Continue to be as loving and supporting
yeah.
as you can,
yeah.
knowing that this is coming from your daughter's sense of helplessness rather than from being angry with you per se. She's also maybe projecting her anger on you because of her sense of helplessness.
Believe me, 100%. And I
Pardon?
Just have to grin and bear it, because if I answer back, I won't see my grandchildren for a while. So I
Mary,
just walk away.
Can you hear
away.
Better than I can? I can't hear you. Can you speak up,
no,
ma'am?
No, I'm here. I don't hear every word. It's very far away from me.
Okay, could you speak up louder?
Okay, can you hear me better now?
That's better, yes.
Okay, what I say is I walk away when she projects her anger on me, but it hurts me a lot.
Okay.
The way I'm being treated is very disrespectful.
Okay, the other thing that you can do is when she gets angry, there's another technique that you can do. One is holding her middle finger of each hand, the index finger.
Well, she can hold her own middle fingers to
she
help
can hold her own,
also.
Yes, she can hold her own middle finger, or you can just walk up to her and just put one hand on either arm in front, very gently now, very gentle touch, okay? And just put one hand a little bit below the shoulder. We call that the nine. Isn't that right, Mary?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Put your hand in front, just as though you were going to embrace her from the front, but just one on the other side. That will immediately diffuse her anger.
I think if I was to touch her, she would hit me, because she has been violent with me before.
I see. All right.
Yeah, and I don't think I
well,
could
well,
do
I think
that.
I would do it to myself.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And send the energy to her.
To her. And another thing that you can diffuse anger is something that Edgar Cayce said is a very, very powerful sentence, and it sounds so simple, but here it is. When somebody is really angry, just say, well, now, what have we here? It immediately stops the anger. And
well,
it's a
now,
very
what
gentle, loving
here?
Way. And say it in a very
yeah.
gentle, loving
yeah.
way.
I just say, God bless you, and I love you.
Yeah,
that's another one I do.
It's beautiful, but and I understand that and project the love, but the words are a psychological mechanism. So just say, well now, what have we here?
Uh-huh.
And you will find her slowing down. The other thing that you can use, when faced with someone who seems out of control is talk slower, talk softer, and literally lower the tone of your voice, just like I'm doing now. And that brings them down also. These are things that you can help. And at that point, you can touch your daughter or so forth and so on, okay?
Well, thank you so much for that information. Thank you.
God bless you, dear, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, sugar. Okay, Mary, just go ahead, sweetie. This is fabulous. You were talking about who you are and how you got into this and what it is we're into.
Right. Well, jiu-jitsu obviously is healing energy.
Right.
And what we're doing is we're tapping into the universal energy that we all have around us from the Creator, that we have within us, each of us, in the world. And as many of us know, energy has different depths, has different densities, and we do call these depths. And there's layers and layers of depths, and this is what Jinshin Jitsu is working within, the layers of energy that we all have around us and within us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do as a practitioner is we work, as Mary Burmeister, who brought Jinshin Jitsu to America from Japan, would say, we work as a jumper cable.
Right.
Because we have the energy within us, the universal energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the practitioner becomes the jumper cable. You know,
in
when
other
you
words,
need to jump your car, you use...
That's jumper cables.
Right.
That is a source of energy. And we're, I guess, we're just like the cables. In other words, we're plugged in. We're not the lamp, and we're not the outlet. We're just that which is in between the lamp and the outlet that allows the energy to begin to flow smoothly or the connection to be made.
Absolutely. The practitioner is really doing nothing. And that's why we call ourselves students. All the time we are students. We don't have any masters because we're always learning. We're always
absolutely
learning.
Each and every day is a new day and a new opportunity to share. How did you become interested in it?
I became interested in it. It was very amazing. I was suffering with fibromyalgia, which I know many people think is a catch-all term for everything. And a friend called me and said, I'm going to this class studying about this energy that you work with. And I said, I'll go with you. And you'd have to know me. I'm not a joiner.
No, you know, that makes two of us, but go ahead.
And it was almost like instantaneous. I felt comfortable with it, and for whatever reason, I said I would go. And it was a five-day class, about 9 hours each day for 5 days. And I agreed to do this. This person
right
who doesn't like to join or, you know,
yes,
who kind of sits back a lot of times and sees what's going to happen before I jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that I felt at home. All the self-help books I had been reading, all of a sudden I said, I don't need those anymore. I found everything I'm looking for in Jinshin Jitsu. Well, I took a class in 1996, I believe it was, and from then on, I have been studying Jinshin Jitsu. I've become the organizer of classes in the Baltimore, Washington, Virginia area on the East Coast for the last 4 or 5 years. I bring instructors in so people can learn about Jinshin Jitsu and what's going on with Jinshin Jitsu and how we can help each other. And, you know, you don't really need a practitioner either. There's another level of Jinshin Jitsu where you can work on yourself.
Absolutely. And the self-help.
The self-help. Absolutely.
Yes.
And this is what I was telling our caller a few minutes ago.
Right.
You can hold your own fingers and toes. You can hold your own
right
what we call safety energy locks. Again, talking about electricity and energy, when we're working as a jumper cable and we're holding one safety energy lock with another safety energy lock, what it does, it works like a circuit breaker.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still using the same kind of terminology. If there's an overload in one particular circuit, then that circuit breaker becomes overloaded and shuts off, shuts down.
Or a blockage, in other words. It's blocked.
Or a blockage, right. So when we then have to turn the circuit breaker back on, we use the jumper cable to make the circuit work again.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy is flowing through freely. So this is how Jinshin Jitsu works on a very, very simple level.
Well, it's simple and really complex.
Well,
the more you learn, the more you know, and it keeps going, going. It's like a never-ending tale.
And it's that layer after layer after layer. I mean, you can learn the first layer, and in its complexity, it is so simple.
Exactly.
You start out learning how to hold the fingers, and you keep learning and learning, and then you just keep coming back to learning to hold your own fingers. It's that simple.
And the thing, it is such a, to me, it's miraculous. Right? It's just fabulous. And the other thing that I think that we want to emphasize, this is an alternative healing method.
Absolutely.
Nurses or other practitioners, healthcare personnel, they need to check. But I think nurses are one. Massage therapists or others, physical therapists, can take this as a continuing medical education credit.
Absolutely. We do give nursing credit. We do give acupuncture credit. We give massage therapy credit. On and on.
Right.
Hospitals are using it. A hospital in New Jersey is having a lot of Jinshin Jitsu classes. California, they have a whole oncology hospital up in the San Francisco area that is utilizing Jinshin Jitsu. It's just many, many things. From the simplest, and I'll start with my husband who, you know, didn't know what I was doing. It could be anything.
Yeah.
As far as he was concerned. And he was kind of poo-pooing what I was doing. And he was going to a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, would you like to improve your golf game? And he said, what? I said, get on my table. I'll give you a session, and I bet you will improve your golf game. So he got on the table. In the name of golf, he got on the table. He came home and he said, I don't know what you did, but I took 8 strokes off of my score.
Hey, this is almost as good as then.
So from then on, he was a believer. We've solved his tennis elbow, et cetera, et cetera. But even with that, I've had people come and have a few sessions, and surgery was pending because they had torn up their knee in an automobile accident. Yeah. And went back to the doctor after 7 sessions, and the doctor said, after x-raying the knee, I don't know what you've done, but you don't need the surgery any longer.
Cool.
You know, I've seen umbilical hernias on babies disappear after just putting the hand on the hernia with the other hand on top. And just doing that several times, and then you see the baby and you say, where did the hernia go? And the mother says, it just disappeared.
So fabulous. These things, these gifts that we have to share are wonderful. And it's also one with spirit or God or however you put it. It's one with body, mind, and spirit.
Absolutely.
And it is the intent of the practitioner. Again, it's the intent of the healer and the person who seeks to heal to have the highest and the best. And it is their intent, which is really the trigger point, I think, for the energy and healing.
Well, intention is very important. Because
and the focus,
intention
yes.
is directed. Yes.
Yes. Yes, and the working together, because if somebody doesn't want to get healed, they probably won't.
Right.
It's a desire for healing.
It goes back to harmonizing.
Exactly. Balance.
If everything is in harmony, then we work well. When we're
exactly.
out of harmony or we have disharmony, then we have something that hurts or something that gets out of whack or some
mm-hmm.
blockage that occurs.
Right. Well, today, I had 2 people, as I was mentioning, I had such a fabulous day today. I was able to help 2 people. Both said, gee, I have a fever. And I said, very, very simply, what you do is you take your left hand, put it over your right shoulder, and just take your right hand and put it just between the thigh and the groin, just where your joint, your leg and your body meet, and just hold it there 15 or 20 minutes. You know, lie down on your side. It's almost a fetal position. Just lie down on your side, and the fever will break. And both of them did that, and the fever broke.
Fantastic.
It's so simple that one can do it on themselves. And we encourage this because when you work to help yourself, that means you're acknowledging your spiritual self, your higher self, the joy you have in a perfect and healthy body. And a lot of this is to know myself or to be. And that's another thing that we learn is so much of to just be. We are human beings. We're not, you know, human wantings.
Our doings.
Yes, the famous doings. Human doings, we are not.
We're not human doings, we are human beings.
Beings. And the be is the operative word, to be in the now and the moment. And that is coming through from so many different sources, Mary. As you know, it's coming from self-help books, it's coming from speakers. There has to be something in it for all people to come with the truth of this nature. And could you tell our audience a little bit about the history of Jin Shin Jitsu, how it came to be brought about, and some of the stories that you've heard?
Mary Burmeister was a Japanese-American, and she lived in this country in World War II, in the time of the war and the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And at some point, she was rounded up and taken to a concentration camp in those days. And I'm not sure exactly how or when she and her family went back to Japan. And while she was there growing up a young woman, she met a man called Jiro Murai, a healer. And Jiro Murai had come from a family of physicians, and he was the youngest son. And the youngest son did not have to follow what the father did for a living or has his life work. Usually the older son did that.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of enjoyed himself in life and kind of did what he wanted to do. And at some point, his life was in jeopardy from his lifestyle. And he decided that what he needed to do was to heal himself. So he went to the mountain. And he stayed there for several weeks. And he worked on himself. And what he did was he held his fingers in various poses or mudras. And in doing this, he came out of whatever it was that was ailing him. And he started to work with people because he discovered that there was something within himself that he would be able to tap into. There was some energy there. So he studied acupuncture and he studied people. And he spent many years studying and writing as he studied. And he discovered that what he was learning was the ancient healing art from Japan. Somehow it was being channeled to him. As he studied this, he met the young woman, Mary Burmeister, and she started studying with him, and what he was learning, he was teaching her. And he asked her to bring a gift to America, and the gift was Jin Shin Jitsu. And she took all of his notes and all of his teachings, and she finally wrote textbooks. And we have been learning this for the last about 30 years. But it was more than 50 years ago now, that Mary brought it to this country and started putting it in a form that it could be taught to other people. And as of today, it is spread throughout the world. We have instructors in every country that I can think of.
Uh-huh. And it is an art of self-learning that continues to grow.
Absolutely.
As we learn more.
Absolutely.
And there is
more and more and more students, more and more classes going on, more and more instructors. As more people need to learn, the instructors are becoming available. They're studying and being capable of passing the information on. It will be a lifetime study because, like I said, there's so many layers that we have to go into. But
absolutely,
the simplicity of it is just talking with you. You can
exactly
hold your fingers and tap into it.
Could you give the information to the people where they can call or write or reach the Jin Shin Jitsu to find out where
their practitioners? The Jin Shin Jitsu office is in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the phone number is 480 998-9331. And at the office there, they can give you information on instructors in any place in the world that you might be listening from, or the United States, if you're in the United States. There's also a website. It's jsjinc.com. jsjinc.com. And
excellent.
It will give you information on Jin Shin Jitsu. It gives you information on classes that you can attend, instructors, and just about any information you'd be looking for. Or, like I said, you could call the office and talk with Karen or Terry. David Burmeister, Mary's son, is the person that runs the office in Scottsdale, but he's not always available for telephone conversations. So probably Karen or Terry would be great to talk with.
And there is a great book called The Touch of Healing.
Right. It's on bookshelves.
Yes, you can. It's available at any bookstore.
That's
and
right.
It's by Alice Burmeister, which is Mary's daughter.
Well, it's David's wife, Alice.
Oh, David's wife. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's David's wife. David is Mary's oldest son, and his wife is Alice. And she has taken Mary's information from the self-help books and from the textbooks,
right,
and put it in a form that just the general person picking up a book in any of the bookstores would be able to understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I use that. It's funny. I came into this, well, I guess 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I had picked up the book at the ARE, the Association for Research Enlightenment in Virginia Beach, when I was attending a conference, and I put it on a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't read it. For some reason, I was to get it, but I didn't read it. And then my mother died. And, you know, had I read the book, I don't think I would have let her go as easily. I would have done jiu-jitsu on her. But things are in divine order, and she wanted to go quickly, and she did. And so after that, I came across the book, and I started to read it. And I knew that that's why I hadn't read it, because I was not supposed to prolong her life or keep her here, because it was time for her to leave. And when I read the book, I wondered if it would really work. Okay? Because you hear stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I took the dogs for a walk, and I slipped and fell and on a steep hill. And I twisted my ankle, you know, banged myself down on the rocks and skinned my hand and, you know, generally did a little bit of damage. And I thought, well, you know, if Jin Shin Jitsu really works, then I'll do it and I won't suffer anything from this. Okay? So I did some. I had just remembered doing some of the techniques on myself, and I did a little bit on it, and I went home and read a little more and did a bit more on myself. And the next day I got up, and I was a little sore, a little stiff, but no bruising and no sprained ankle. And I had really twisted it. So I thought, And I thought, well, maybe I didn't really hurt myself this much. It's just a surprise. I went and visited a friend. And leaving the friend, I was walking across the street and tripped, literally, in the middle of the road and went down flat on my face and caught and hit my chin on this macadam, skinned my hands and my knees, and drove my front teeth through my inner lip. And, you know, nobody stopped to help me up. How kind. And anyway, when I realized I shouldn't lie there unless I wanted to be run over, I picked myself up, and I went and sat in the car, rather shaken, and could taste the blood and see the blood from my mouth. And I just started doing the hand suggestions, the quickie techniques that I had read. The bleeding stopped in a very few minutes, and again, I had twisted my ankle badly. And I thought, boy, I've really done the damage. Well, let's see if this really works on me. And the next day, there were no bruises, no sprained ankle. There was only a little round circle around the size of a dot on my chin that could have showed where I would have hurt myself when I would have expected a large bruise. The skinned
hands were gone, the skin, knees. You couldn't tell I fell. And you couldn't tell where my teeth went in my lip. It was completely gone. So I said, this is what I need to investigate. If it works this well with just a little bit of knowledge, just think what can be done if I learn more.
Absolutely.
And that's how I came to be involved in Jin Shin Jitsu. And I have been enamored of it ever since.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's when I met you and have had such wonderful training sessions with so many people. And there are so many miraculous stories. There are healings of cancer and so forth. Now, understand this is, and I need the audience to understand this, it doesn't take the place of medical doctors.
Absolutely not.
You know, this is not diagnosed.
It works wonderfully in conjunction
with traditional medicine.
Absolutely. If you have a broken limb, a broken bone.
Yes.
In conjunction with going to the regular doctor and getting, you know, the leg set or the bone
set. The cast and all that.
You get the cast. You can have Jin Shin Jitsu right through the cast. And generally the bone will heal in about 50% of the time that it normally would take that bone to heal.
Well, I have a better one for you. When I was just again doing this, there was a young man working for me. And he was mowing the lawn, and it hit and they blazed a rock, and it hit his ankle bone and shattered it. And we know it shattered because he went to the doctor the next morning when he couldn't take the pain anymore, and there were fragments of the ankle bone pushed as far up as the top of the foot, and a lot of little pieces. And his leg was so very badly swollen, you know, he was just almost bursting the skin. And so, of course, he got a soft cast put on it, and they put him on pain medication. And the doctor told him it was sprained, it was shattered. He may have to have a pin put in it. It'll be black and blue, yada, yada. You know, need to take the bone fragments out, maybe. So he came, and he sat down, and I did a session on him just a few hours afterwards, after he got this done. And then I did another session or two the next day. And then on the fifth day, he went to see the same orthopedic surgeon. Do you know, the doctor said, what did you do to your ankle? It's starting to knit already. All but two small fragments of bone were completely gone. No surgery needed. It never turned black and blue. There was no sprain. And he was off pain medication by that time. And he just said, what did you do? And he said, oh, some crazy lady over in Flint Hill did something to me, and it's healed. And he looked and he said, well, you know, sometimes these things work and sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Well, after I had my first 5-day class of Jin Shin Jitsu, someone asked me if I could cure their plantar's warts. Now, plantar's warts are the warts that are on the bottom of your feet, usually in the metatarsal area, the fatty part of the your bottom of your foot near your toes.
And you get them on your hands, too?
That plantar's warts.
Oh, okay.
They're named plantars because that is the plantar fascia is the bottom of the foot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, go ahead.
So these warts don't stick out like a normal wart on your hand, but you could probably do the same thing for regular warts because they're a virus. But anyway, they hurt very badly. You feel like you're walking on a sticker in your foot or a piece of nail or a piece of splinter or something all the time. And not really knowing what I was doing too much after one class, I had enough knowledge to know that if I went through the books, I'd be able to figure out what I could do. So I sat down with the books one evening, and I figured out 3 flows that I could do for this person for Jin Shin Jitsu. Well, of course, not being totally understanding of everything, I went through each flow step by step, just like I would be doing it if I were giving her a session.
Okay.
She never called me.
Uh-huh.
And I saw her a week later, and I said, you didn't call me. I figured out exactly what I need to do for your planner's warts. And she said, oh, I forgot to tell you, they're gone. So just the fact, and we were talking about intention. My intention was certainly there. I went through every flow just exactly as if I were giving it to her, and it worked.
Isn't that fabulous?
It really is fabulous.
Because when you're working with the mental field, or spiritual, some people call it, there is no time.
No.
There is no space.
No.
It's
and
now.
She was totally accepting. And my her intention was to have me work with her, to work on the planter's warts. My intention was to work with her with the planter's warts. And I went through everything I would do as just as if I were giving her a session then.
Well, actually, you gave her a session.
Absolutely.
Remotely, mentally, telepathically, you gave her a session.
Absolutely.
Really. And that is so fabulous. Some of the other things, you know, I had talked about some of the things before, but, you know, could we talk about some of the little things again so people would know, like, where I was today with my dear friend and worked with her daughter, she had shingles. And by the way, I wanted to let you know, it worked for her. I did the
anchor steps.
Yes, the anchor steps.
Yeah.
And
like
then
I mentioned to you.
Yeah, I did the anchor steps and I did the harmonizing flows, main and central.
Yeah.
Okay, and worked with that, and she looked at me and she said, the pain's going away. And I could feel the heat leaving her body. It was
fantastic.
Much better.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, shingles was very painful.
Extremely so. Extremely
yes.
so. She said she couldn't stand clothing touching her.
Right.
But that, you know, and so things like this that... And there's a lot of medication that covers up, but doesn't really help. The wonderful thing about the body healing itself is it's natural. And there are no side effects that are a downer. It's all
that's
positive.
Right.
You know, that's, and it's free. You know?
It's free. And especially even if you work with yourself.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. And there was a lot of grief there, by the way. A lot of grief. But
well, that brings us to, I was just thinking about a lot of our disharmony is caused by our negative attitudes.
Yes.
And our negative attitudes basically boil down to worry, fear, anger, sadness or grief, and our ability to try to do things much too hard. We work at it much too hard. So we call it our trying to or our pretense. Attitude.
Uh-huh.
And each finger is assigned an attitude. So we can stop our worry fast if we work with our five fingers. Because your thumb is for worry.
And the stomach upsets.
Absolutely. And fear is our index finger, which is F in fast. Anger is our middle finger, which we all know when somebody gives us the salute. That's our anger. And that comes out a lot of times in our eyes.
Absolutely.
And our ring finger is our sadness or grief finger.
All the longer the respiratory system.
Right. And a lot of times our skin is involved there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here we are, shingles, the skin is hurting, but of course that goes to nerves also. But that could be some sadness or grief coming out.
Absolutely.
And then our little finger is that we try so hard to be who we are not and not be in the now. And a lot of times our heart becomes involved.
Right. And that's why you hold the
fingers
gently each day in a fist.
Right.
Just 1 minute each day does wonders.
Absolutely. So we can stop worry fast if we hold our five fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So worry is thumb, F-A-S-T.
Yes.
Fear, anger, sadness, and trying too hard.
Right.
Now, that's the simplicity of Jinshin Jitsu.
Absolutely. I know last time I gave some things, too, like for grief or like if somebody's having an asthma attack and they can't get to their respirator or medication, holding the ring fingers in a loose fist so they can hold their own ring finger will stop the attack.
Absolutely.
The thumb, if you have acid reflux or indigestion or heartburn,
mm-hmm.
holding your thumb is a lot faster and quicker than popping a lot of pills, although if it's, again, you see your doctor for that, but like if you eat too much or something of that nature, just holding your thumb helps.
Right.
And for getting angry, if you hold your own middle finger, you're going to let go of your anger.
You will.
And the little finger is for heart, is again, if you have heart problems, just sit in front of a TV or just sit talking quietly and hold your fingers. It's fabulous.
Absolutely.
And it is such a...
And it really doesn't matter how you hold them. There are
exactly.
some mudras. But you can just hold each one individually. You can hold two together. And sometimes it's even fun to kind of watch people and notice which fingers they're holding. And
yes.
a lot of times when people are just resting and doing something they don't even know they're doing, they're holding up a finger.
Exactly.
And a lot of times children coming in as young children will suck their thumbs.
Yes, and that's soothing their stomachs.
That is soothing them.
And it is also releasing some endorphins, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, for waking people up and being alert, it's what sitting on your hands.
Right.
Ever watch little kids when they're getting a little bored in class and they'll suddenly tuck their hands under their thighs?
Uh-huh.
That's they're waking themselves up, right?
That's right, because you can do in... You can jog on the inside just by sitting on your hands.
You can jog.
In fact, that's great for kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
When kids look like they're jumping around and they need
mm-hmm.
to be settled down and they
uh-huh.
need to pay attention to what's mm-hmm. going on in class, you can just say, Simon says, sit on your hands. And they think it's a wonderful game. And you're having
mm-hmm.
them jog on the inside, which helps them calm down on the outside.
And it brings up an alertness in their mind.
Absolutely.
And there's some other things. And now we'd love people to call in. We've talked and we wanted to let you know more about this. And if you want to call in with questions or something that we might be able to help you with as far as a flow or to learn more about this, would you give them, did you want to give your number, Mary, if you they wanted to ask about classes that are given in the Washington area, like self-help, or would you rather it all go through the...
I'd rather go through the office in Scottsdale at this point because I know
okay.
your show is going out to many, many states. And
okay.
it would probably be more advantageous for people everywhere to be able to contact an organizer
yes.
in their area for their classes.
Okay. Well, let's give it to them again.
Okay. The Scottsdale office in Arizona is 480-998-9331. Or you can get on the internet and go to their web page, jsjinc.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to also let them know that if they want to call and talk to me, because I also am a practitioner as well as a hypnotherapist and a psychic, my office number is area code 202-387-2080. And I do have a website going up. It's up, but it's not completed yet. But you can start finding information on it. It's www.multiplepathwaysinc.com. Again, that's multiplepathwaysinc.com. Or you can email me information requests at psychicworlds4@AOL.com. Again, that's psychicworlds4@AOL.com. And, of course, always you can contact me through bbsradio.com at the Higher Dimensions. It's a wonderful station, and they are just fabulous people with a wonderful idea in putting out body, mind, and spirit information to the world. And we are enjoying it so much, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have this show that I can share healing modalities and spiritual modalities with people from all over the world and bring you our live guests, such as Mary. So, Mary, can you tell us some of the other things? I know there was one where people, there was one, I think, Susan told us about, who a lady she worked with who was going blind, and she had her touch the what we call the fours, or the area just behind the skull, on either side of the skull, and it, her sight, which was going away, gradually came back.
Oh, something like that?
Oh.
You remember that?
I don't remember that one in particular, but
oh.
But there's so many that it's just amazing. There are many people who are working specifically with children, and many people who are working specifically with cancer. Jin Jitsu is also wonderful with animals.
Large and small, including, we're talking horses down to guinea pigs and mice.
Right. We have a Jin Shinjutsu animal book that takes all the flows and shows you how to go and use the flows even on birds and parakeets and
mm-hmm.
rabbits and, you know, everything there is.
I know, I got
is.
That book. I love it.
Yes, absolutely.
So I use it on my pets, too, to help them when they get sick. They don't get that sick that often, but it's great. And, you know, to work on yourself also, even when you feel healthy, is very important to keep the
Well, you want to keep yourself in harmony.
Absolutely.
And work on the negative attitudes, because we don't realize at times that we do have a negative attitude, and I think it's just part of life and stress that
mm-hmm.
we accumulate. And just holding the fingers for a few minutes every day. And the amazing thing is nobody even knows what you're doing. You're just holding
yes.
a finger here or there, and you're doing
yes.
Jin Shinjutsu and helping to harmonize yourself.
Exactly.
You know.
I that is absolutely true. The other thing that we wanted to emphasize is that as you use this gift in your life, you find yourself becoming more aware and in tune with your own spirituality. Many times you find yourself opening up to the world of the psychic world, where you intuitively know things.
Absolutely.
Because when your body is in tune, body, mind, and spirit, it's in harmony with the universe, and the universe has so many magnificent gifts to give you. They're like miracles every day of the week. And all we need to do is open our eyes and be willing to accept them through our own attitudes. This is what I find so absolutely wonderful, because Jin Jitsu is one of those keys that helps unlock the vast treasure trove, I think, that the good Lord created for us. And it's one of many.
I think everyone receives a healing, and it just depends on what level you may need that healing. It may
exactly.
not heal the physical body, but it
mm-hmm.
may heal a spiritual
or
disharmony
emotional.
Or an
mm-hmm.
emotional disharmony. I have even worked with a woman who was ready to be committed to an institution, and they were going to do shock therapy on her.
Oh, Lord.
It came to me twice a day
mm-hmm.
for 3 weeks. And then she started coming once a day. And we worked it out until she now comes once every 2 weeks. I've been working with her for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She holds a job. She's managed a department. Periodically,
Wonderful.
She will have a little setback.
Mm-hmm.
But she comes back for additional Jin Shinjutsu and working
mm-hmm.
with her various physicians,
uh-huh.
and it's just been amazing. This woman
mm-hmm.
actually functions.
Oh,
there was
God,
great
yeah.
emotional healing for her.
Yeah, I was remembering a story of a woman, too, that I knew who was clinically depressed to
mm-hmm.
the point that she couldn't get out of bed. She could barely make it to the bathroom, and her husband brought her to me,
mm-hmm.
and she was working with a doctor, and she went through Jin Shinjutsu sessions, and I have to admit we did some hypnotherapy as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I incorporated Jin Shinjutsu first and then did hypnotherapy. And instead of being having to be hospitalized, within 6 weeks, she was completely out of her depression, and she did see her doctor. She did have meds, but she was able to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see her again for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the issues, of course, she still had. So we worked again, and it's been several months now since I've seen her. But within a few weeks, I mean two or three weeks, not months sometimes, it's weeks, she was back up and running and on her own and so forth and so on. And I, you know, it helps with so much because most of our illnesses in the body, they arise in the spiritual, they go into the emotional, and they manifest in the body. As Edgar Cayce said, mind is the builder, spirit is the ideal, mind is the builder, and the physical is the result.
Right.
And that is the same thing we're saying with Jin Shinjutsu, and I guess in a, also with Reiki,
mm-hmm.
and also with herbals.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of these gifts come together.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how they all seem, each one seems to be dealing with a different part of the body. One is dealing with touch, right?
Right.
One is dealing with sight and energy. Another is dealing with sound. There's music therapy now.
Right.
There's color therapy. There's aromatherapy. There's so much. And my feeling is, since we use these five senses, when we get them all into place, and when we combine elements of them together, each one individually, with, depending on the person, they lead to the sixth sense, which is intuition, which is the functioning on a higher level, and yet again to a greater awareness. For me, it's a never-ending story of absolute fascination and love. And the other thing that's so important is, I believe all healing comes from the source of one or God. And this Jin Shinjutsu is one of his highways.
Absolutely. Well, we believe all the energy comes from the Creator.
Yes.
And whoever you believe the Creator is.
Yes. And that's
this is where the universal energy comes from.
Or even energy itself. If you just believe in nothing but energy,
pure energy.
The source of itself, that's what it is.
Because that's basically what we're tapping into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Again, we don't have much time left, ladies and gentlemen. So if any of you do want to know more about this or want to hear more about it, please feel free to call. You can contact BBS Radio. And I can also provide you information at
the Jin Shinjutsu office in Scottsdale, Arizona.
2080, excuse me?
I said in the Scottsdale
area, yes.
In Arizona.
Yes, give that again.
480-998-9331 or jinshinjutsuinc.com, jsjinc.com.
And I would encourage everyone to consider this and listen to it. Pick up the book, A Touch of Healing by Alice Burmeister and Tom Monty,
mm-hmm.
or call in, as I said, or contact us. Because we're here to serve. Mary I go to Mary for sessions. We exchange sessions. I go to her as a teacher. I attend the seminars that she sets up and self-help book. And the other thing I want to throw in, too, is that when the more you learn about Jin Shinjutsu, how does the astrology part come into it? These are some of the fascinating things. Is the more we learn about this, the more we find how universal it can be. Can you explain that?
The astrological aspect is that with each of the attitudes and the depths of energy that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
it is related to the astrological signs also, and that is another facet or lens or area that you can take Jin Shinjutsu into. And it's been amazing to me if I can know someone's astrological sign. There are flows that are related to that particular astrological sign that will generally help the individual. Because
wow.
those are the lights that they come in with, and usually we can work directly with that and really help someone. And it also not only with the sun sign, but the moon sign, the
uh-huh.
ascendant,
uh-huh.
all of the signs are related to particular flows in Jin Shinjutsu.
And the other thing is colors.
Colors also. Each finger is assigned a color because each finger is assigned depth of energy that works with particular colors, flows, whether it's the astrological sign, whether it's an attitude, whether it's safety energy locks that are located in places on the body, what part of the body it may relate to, whether it be bone or skin or blood or muscle or any of those types of things.
And what about musical notes?
Musical notes also are related. So anyone who has a particular area in their life that they absolutely love. I have a friend that loves music, and she's studying Jenshin Jitsu through music right now and how it relates, how the musical notes relate to the Jenshin Jitsu. The spine of the human being also relates to all the astrological signs and all the elements. It also works with all the elements. It's just amazing. It's all related, and it's all right there in Jenshin Jitsu.
So absolutely. As I was saying, it's so interrelated. Color, music, touch, the bones themselves, as in chiropractic, as it is above, so below. In other words, when there's something wrong with the upper part of the body, you go to the lower part of the body to help break the blockage and to bring out healing. There's something wrong with the lower part of the body, you move to the upper part of the body. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So and the saying is, as above, so below. And it is such a fabulous gift of healing that I think I'd love sharing it, and I'd love being able to spend time to discuss this with you. You've been an absolutely wonderful, wonderful guest with your great knowledge and your gentle way of explaining things very clearly, very thoroughly. And
I appreciate being able to talk about it, because I find that in the times of the day when I'm giving a session, I feel like I'm the happiest person that I can be. Is when I'm giving Jenshin Jitsu.
And that is all about service.
And
that is what this is.
Absolutely. It's such a sharing of energy with another human being.
But first, we have to remember we must share with ourselves.
Absolutely.
We must put ourselves first in sharing the love and the healing that goes around, because once the old expression, charity begins at home.
Yes.
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Is there a call?
Yes, we're about 3-4 minutes over. We need to wrap her up so I can get the next show on.
Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have had an absolutely wonderful show. I thanked my guest, Mary Sheely. You've been given contact information. If necessary, contact bbsradio.com. For some of the healings, they have an archive. Please go in and listen to a repeat of the show from our archive and former archives. Next week, we will be back with another show, The 15-Minute Miracles, with Jacqueline Aldana, and it is really a wonderful practice. Mary, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phyllis.
I will be seeing and talking to you soon.
All right.
God
bye-bye.
Bless and have a wonderful week. Thank you all for listening to The Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess. Thank you and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.